Is it fair, Stephen, to ask you to rattle off a series of prophecies for the next few years? You want to do that?
In fact, I just put a downloadable CD on my website of what I projected for this year. Sure.
Okay.
Drum
roll, take it away.
All right, I think Northwest is going to continue to, Northwest United States is going to continue to be inundated with huge storms. Interestingly enough, I think we're going to see a lot of that shift to the West Coast, storm-wise. I believe somewhere between June and September, you may want to be in St. Louis and not in Los Angeles. The interesting thing, too, is I think we're going to see a major shaker on the East Coast, somewhere around New York, before L.A.
Now, that's strange.
No, actually, Edgar Cayce even had the same prophecy that, in fact, his is that New York will go long before Los Angeles does. And that's been hanging around for quite some time, and I found it interesting that just this past weekend they had that
odor smell. Yeah,
yeah, but you know, have you ever been in Yellowstone, George?
I was never there at any length of time, but
well,
does it have that same odor?
There's a sulfur smell.
Yeah.
And any time you get around any kind of volcanic activity, you have that same sulfur smell.
Yeah, but this is New York.
Yes, sir. See, that's the thing about prophecy. That's the thing that gets people. Is, oh, no, there's no way. Oh, yeah. Last year when I did a seminar in the Midwest, told the people, you guys are going to get slammed with tornadoes and storms, and there's going to be floods. There was.
Yep.
I think we're going to continue to see flooding in the Northwest. I think we're going to see it in Southern California this year. I believe we're going to see huge, huge numbers of tornadoes in late February into March and into mid-April of this year. Another thing I mentioned to you and your listeners earlier was somewhere around June, we're going to see a tremendous flare-up in the Middle East, and it could even be nuclear devices. They're going to be thrown.
Okay.
From what I sense. I would even say for the people in Hawaii, you're going to have tsunamis catch you this year, and I'm going to say from two sides.
Both sides. That's not good.
Well, it's because of large shakers from the United States, tsunamis going east, and large shakers in the Far East or in the Eastern Pacific, sending them back west. The last time I did one of your shows, or your show, I suggested everybody a vision that I had of Central America. And there's a thing called Earth Week that comes out, and it reads right here, El Salvador and Nicaragua causing additional damage in a region that has suffered swarms of destructive earthquakes for the last 2 weeks. That, to me, is ground softening. So, Central America, hold on to yourselves, because you're about to get really hit.
You feel these things?
Absolutely. Yes, I do, George. I've been feeling them since I can remember. The first vision I ever had was at the age of 8. It terrified me so much. I ran in the house crying and screaming to my mom, and she was asking me what was going on, and I was attempting to tell her what I saw. And interestingly enough, at the age of 21, the first time I saw the Bay Area, and I realized that's what I saw at 8 years old.
Do you get visions of you know, strange things, extraterrestrial visitations, things like that?
Are you asking me, have I ever been visited by extraterrestrials?
No, I mean, but do you get them as visions that
we have?
You do?
Yeah. See, to me, there's no limit. Every human, George, has the opportunity. Every human is intuitive. Every human. If we really stop to think about it, what is intuition? It's a sense of vibration. And ironically, everything in life has a vibration. The reason you can hear me and the reason your listeners hear both of us is because of vibration. Well, everything has a vibration, and that's what the intuitive sense utilizes. Monks are very aware of vibratory activity, and so are animals. And we as human can hone the intuitive sense. George, it's a very learnable attribute.
Absolutely.
Because it's already present. And when you hone it, it can be, I've had people that I've done readings for look at me and say, man, you're scary.
It's a marvelous tool.
It's absolutely a tool, and it was well stated. And if all of humankind knew that if you operated more from just the five senses, that you have other senses, that anybody can do this, they would know a tsunami is coming. They would know when to duck. You would. But when you're caught up in greed, when you're caught up in the dark energies, there's no way you can use it.